So today we are joined by Tom, a student, and he has taken the time to sit down with us today to answer some of our questions concerning green roofs.
Yes.
Welcome. So maybe just for starters, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Tom. I'm 25 years old from Israel. I'm a student here in Switzerland, in Lucerne, for energy and environmental systems engineering, currently in the fourth semester. And yeah, that's more or less about me.
Thank you very much. So your current educational background, you're studying, which is great for our questions. I was going to start off with a question concerning Israel, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
What does the
sure.
situation in Israel look like concerning green roofs?
So we don't have that much of a, I would say, roof area that's used for plants or vegetation or anything. We mainly use these roof areas for solar gains. So we have like our hot water and our solar heaters on the roof with also water tanks. And it's usually used more like that rather than like vegetations. So not really not a lot.
So, how important do you think green roofs are?
I think it's quite important. Like from what I heard, like from the little I heard about green roofs, I can presume like three stuff. First of all, I can assume that it's somehow act again as a carbon sink. As humans progress in cities and cities area like getting bigger, it's affecting also the area it contains, what was there before. For example, if there was a tree like a couple of years before and now there's a house, maybe a green roof can lower this impact it has on the environment. It can it in denser cities or bigger cities, it can improve the air quality. And I believe it can also regulate bit temperature, but I'm not so sure how. I know it works with big trees. I don't know how it works with green roofs.
And do you think that green roofs can be implemented in Switzerland well?
Yes, quite good. I mean, it's also depending on the style. While the newer buildings can be built with that in mind, today's building with the sloped roof and usually in mostly the older buildings kind of not allowing that. I mean, if you want to take out or put something extra on the roof, you have to make quite a few adjustments to today's building. So it depends. And in Switzerland everything is so expensive, so and takes so much time.
So probably
So
just
yeah.
new buildings, right?
Probably newer buildings. In older buildings, the owner really needs to want it to change it. Yeah.
Are you aware, are there different types of green roofs?
No, not too much.
Why do you think green roofs are still uncommon in today's architecture?
Oh, that's great. Actually, I'm also friends with architects. You have a lot. I think this roof area can use for quite a few stuff, like in other people's mind. If you don't just look at let's say environmental impact, this roof area can either be like a great party area for people to enjoy, a sunroof, I don't know, garden or solar panels, like energy stuff. And
Exactly.
then you don't really care, or you say budget-wise, like you don't have enough money, so you just want to make the roof as functional as possible to prevent money, like prevent rain and keeping the temperature, like having a roof. So yeah, I think that must be the areas, or people simply unaware. Like some architects, as well as the study goes, they look at other stuff or building owners, and they just simply don't aware of this.
The architect of will your friend, do you think it could be possible for to have a green roof and also be on top and be there as a person, so like a garden maybe?
Oh yeah, definitely. Some of my friends also created in their studies this concept of like shared garden on roofs, and so you see that's also a possibility. But yeah, It just really depends on the project, budget, and all the stuff we said before.
And I'm sure additionally, the Swiss government is awfully strict with the building requirements and definitely. So maybe that's also a factor. To raise awareness about green roofs, how do you think this can be done in the most effective way?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, it's always good when you have somebody who tells you about it, and maybe it's introduced in school. I mean, it's all in the education system.
Education
Well,
system.
yeah, like you, if you introduce it to today's, I don't know, schools about green roof, or you're going to universities and give actual project with designing this kind of stuff, that would be great. Then the next generation has it in mind, and newer stuff can be planned with this in mind.
Our project is exactly about that. We're gonna teach, like, from Dina at her school kindergarten, we're gonna teach the kindergartners about, like, green roofs with a little project we did. It's like a cardboard box where this is supposed to be the house, and they can decorate it and everything. And on top of it, we'll glue the, call it the lid.
Box lid.
Lid, and then we'll pour dirt seeds, put it in the dirt, and then the kids can see them grow, and it's like on top of the roof and stuff. So they
Oh, that's
see,
cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
so they get educated on how houses could look like. But I don't think at that age they really understand what good it is for. You think this is a great project, or for educating and telling about green roofs?
Hey, yeah. Why? I think it's really good. Yeah, it's already like it's a kind of like introducing. I mean, it's not only about green roof. You can extend it to other environmental stuff. Make it like all green day that can end with it. But why not? Like, as you're planting the seeds, you're also planting some ideas in this kid's mind. So it's good. Hey guys, it's a great project. I hope you guys continue with the more sustainable stuff also further on in your future. And yeah, it's great to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom.
Really
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
it. Thank you.
So,
I'm glad to hear your opinions, guys. It was a pleasure.
thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Ciao,
See you later.
guys.
See you.